should skip church this week. I don't want to tell my friends why they have to go home early.
Sounds like you're afraid that your friends might make fun of you. Are you afraid to tell other people about Jesus? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. I know that it can be hard to make new friends, but it's important to be true to who you are. If you're afraid to tell others that you're a Christian, just remember the best friend you have, Jesus. He's not ashamed to call you a friend. Listen to what he said in the Gospel of Matthew. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. And now our story is called No Secret Friends. Peter raced into the house after another day at his new school. Mom, guess what? I made some more friends today, Mateo and Rhett. They both live on the same block as us. Can they come over to play basketball? Sure, said Mom. What about the boy you were talking to at the bus stop this morning? He lives nearby. Maybe he'd want to come over too. Oh, that's Graham, said Peter. He's also one of my friends, but some of the kids make fun of him, so a lot of the others avoid him too. It's kind of sad. Mom nodded. It's a shame they miss out on a friend just because they're concerned about what others think. She started slicing some carrots. By the way, don't forget that our church program starts tonight. We'll be having dinner a little early. Maybe I should skip this week, Peter said slowly. Mateo and Rhett will be here, and I don't want to send them home early and have to explain why. Why not? Asked Mom. Are you afraid they might laugh at you? Peter shrugged and looked at the floor. Mom sighed. Okay, she said to Peter's surprise. He wasn't expecting her to say yes. You can stay home, but then I don't want to see you talking to Graham at the bus stop tomorrow morning. Just ignore him. Peter couldn't believe what he was hearing. Mom, that's so mean. Graham's my friend. Why would I do that? Well, isn't Jesus your friend too? A friend who sacrificed his own life on the cross to save you? Yet you don't want your new friends to know about him because they might make fun of you. Peter was quiet. I guess you're right, he said after a moment. I want the kids at school to know I'm friends with Graham, and I want them to know I'm friends with Jesus, too. A little later, Mateo and Rhett arrived. Let's get a game going, Peter, said Rhett. We can't stay very long. We have church tonight. Yeah, said Mateo. And our friend Graham is on his way over, too. You'll like him. He's a lot of fun. Peter and Mom looked at each other and smiled. So, how about you? Do your friends know that you're a Christian? Or do you keep your friendship with Jesus a secret so they won't laugh? No earthly friend could ever be as important as Jesus. He gave his life for you and will always be with you no matter what you go through. So never be ashamed to let others know he's your friend. Our key verse for today is Romans 1:16.
I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes.
And our key thought for today. Let others know Jesus is your friend.
Are you looking for an easy way to spend time with God? You can subscribe to the printed Keys for Kids devotional for free. You'll get it right in the mail. Each day is a story to understand something new about God, along with Bible verses to know what He says to us. You can read it with your family every day in less than 10 minutes, which makes it a perfect bedtime routine or dinnertime devotion. Get Keys for Kids for free at keysforkids.org/subscribe. keysforkids.org/subscribe.
I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.